Great things are ahead for us. So tonight, I just want to bring you this word that I got early this morning. I would say around 5 o'clock, called Lift Up Your Eyes All Around. That's what I'm going to call this. That's a scripture right out of Isaiah 60. Because by the end, I want to be talking about Isaiah 59. But I'm just going to tell you now, church, listen to your pastor and your friend, your relative, whoever I am to you. Lift up your eyes all around and you will see the glory of God in this thing, I promise you. Now, our churches have been so very blessed. Our people are blessed. And I feel so blessed to be able to go back into our sanctuary. Now, I have been in a little turmoil. And I was saying, Lord, what is this? You know, I would say about a month ago, I won't call it stress, but I'll just say turmoil. And I was saying, Lord, show me what this is about, because I'm so excited. I feel something so powerful is happening right now. I just love the way he just blasted social media with the gospel. He just went in. He didn't ask him. He just hit it. And so I was thrilled, but then I had this turmoil. And I think, God, what is this? And all of a sudden, he began to minister to me through some heart's desires that I've had over the years. Hadn't voiced my opinion to maybe anyone but my children. And I would talk about wanting to see that some new painting in the church, like the back wall and the foyer and some of the things. I just knew that our church needed a facelift. It's been 20 years. And so some of the people in the church, I'll just say Cornerstone, I'll give you guys a blessing. They just came in and said, Pastor, we'd like to do some painting. I said, what? And they came in and, church, listen, those of you that attend Landmark, you are coming in to something brand new. I'm telling you, the Lord heard my voice and he brought in my heart's desires. And about a week ago, he said, all of that is me. He said, I caused them to come in. I gave their desire, their heart's desire was the church desire. And everything that you're going to see is an amazing blessing from the Lord. He said, behold, I do all things new. He is turning the thing around, because you know what he said? I don't want the people to come back in and thinking that it's church as usual. Now, some of you may flip on this one. I even had them take down the 19th and 20th century pictures up on the foyer wall. Now, I wanted to do that for over a year and just put it off. I was so excited when those great God's generals went up. But now I was so happy to see them come down, because God said it's a new thing. We're not looking back to Azusa. We are not looking back to the Wesleyan Revival. We're not looking back to the Hebrides. We're not looking back to anything. We are going forward, not even to the great 50s Healing and Miracles Revival. He said, I'm doing a new thing, and you will know it when you come in. You're going to feel all things were made new. Now, we're going to have to lift up our eyes and see the glory of God all around. Let me ask you a few questions now. Didn't we pray against this virus? And didn't we see results? Didn't the numbers start dropping? And didn't the death rate start falling? Didn't God protect us? Didn't you hear our president call a day of prayer twice? Didn't your church go on fasts and pray? This is our second fast during this time. 3-day fast. And others have been fasting. Millions around the world. And didn't the numbers drop? And I told you when we began that we would pray, and then some would not lift up their eyes and see, but they would look and say, the authorities are lying to us. They lied. And now, instead of somebody just lifting their hands and saying, Jesus, thank you for what you've done, people are still barking and complaining. Well, they've lied to us. They've lied. Listen, I don't care what they've done. All I know is we saw it subside, and our church is healthy, we're healthy, our families are healthy, and we're going right back into the sanctuary, Sunday. That's what I know. So, could somebody say with me, thank you, Jesus? Would you just say that out loud for me, Dee? I just want to hear. You fill in
Thank
for the
you, Jesus.
There you go. Praise God. Amen. We're just going to praise him. I just want somebody to praise him and lift up your eyes all around and see what the Lord has done. Now, listen, I thought of this today. It's kind of funny, but I was with this couple one time, and I was riding in the car with them, and the man was talking to his wife about some things that, or she was talking to him about some things she wanted him to do, and he said, well, he would do this, and she said, no, I want you to do that, and so it went back and forth, and I was too young to really understand what they were saying, but all of a sudden, he turned to her, and he said, woman, you would gripe if you were hung with a new rope, and I tried to figure that out. I thought for years about what he said. You would gripe if you were hung with a new rope. And that came back to me today. And I thought, dear Jesus, some of your saints are just like that. You have blessed us. You have kept us. You put us online on the media, social media, and we are reaching more people than we could have ever reached in our churches. We are going back in, and we're a blessed people, and those that's lost their jobs, they're making more money not working than they were working. Can somebody lift up your eyes and see what the Lord has done? Don't be like the woman that the man said, I'm beginning to hear the Lord say, church, what's wrong with you? You'd gripe if you were hung with a new rope. I have blessed you and blessed you. Come on, lift up your eyes. But no, some just want to keep barking and complaining. I saw one preacher online this morning, and he is still whining about Sacramento. I could care less about Newsom and Sacramento. All I know is we're going back to church Sunday. Praise God, we got a president that supports us. Man, I just want to shame the devil and lift up Jesus. That's what I want. Church, listen to your pastor. Please quit talking about the devil and all of his strange friends. I'm not going to keep talking about Pelosi and all of those guys. I could care less. Our God is a mighty God, and we've got to remember that we have a president that stands with Israel and a church, multitudes in America, in the churches and around the world stand with Israel. Oh, of course, there's anti-Semitic voices. There's a bunch of them out there, but there's more of us than there are with them. Come on, lift up your eyes all around and see what the Lord has done. You say, oh, pastor, I don't know. No, let me read to you Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. I will bless those who bless you. He's talking to Israel. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in all the families of the earth, In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's why I know we are going to be blessed. Our president not only stands with Israel, he went there and made Jerusalem their capital. I mean, he has done a lot of great things. So if our president of America stands with Israel, our homes are blessed. It's really not your house that's the important thing here. It's the White House. When the White House stands with Israel, then the whole nation stands. So we're a blessed people. So who is on the Lord's side among you, I ask, with the Levites in the Old Testament? God said, who's on the Lord's side? The old Levites stepped out and said, we are. I want to say, Lord, Landmark is. And there's many churches, great churches in our city and around the world that are standing with you. So why are so many still ranting over the evil of voices of politicians and social media? I don't know. But you need to stop giving the devil all the attention and all of his little courts, and just go ahead and give God praise and thank God and lift him up. Look around to see what the Lord has done. I want to quote Ralph Nader. Years ago, I heard this and I never forgot it. Ralph Nader was flying on a plane. And he said, I opened my Bible and started to read my Bible. And when I did, there was an atheist sitting next to me. And the atheist said, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. And I don't believe a word of that you're reading in that Bible. And Ralph Nader said, well, I've got a dog at home and he don't believe it either. But he doesn't go around barking about it. So, you know what? Let's just quit barking about it and just leave it alone and say, God, you are the Almighty and you have smitten this thing. You have embarrassed the devil. You've embarrassed his friends. I mean, these guys should be left talking to themselves. Let them talk to themselves. Quit quoting them. Leave them alone. Let them say what they want. We're with Israel. We're not against them. So, no, we're not going to speak that they are more powerful than God and his church. God and his church are much more powerful than the people you hear on the nightly news or whatever you see going on Facebook. Now, did you know they are the ones that's going to collapse? You say you sound like you want them to. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you must know as you lift up your eyes all around to see what's happening, you are not the ones that's going to collapse in this thing. It's not the church. It isn't America. It's not Bible-believing nations. No, it's not the church. It's not America. But it's those who have cursed Israel. They are cursed with a curse. Those who despise Israel, who hate Israel, they are the ones who are going to fall. So we need to get our facts right and the truth according to God's word. That's exactly what the Bible says. I will curse those who curse her. Also, let me remind you of Proverbs 26:27. They who dig a pit for others will fall into it themselves. That's what's going to happen. And I want to announce this, Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. Just let them tell their lies. Many of them are lying through their teeth every day. I don't even want to mention them. I want to see what God is doing. I want to lift up my eyes and see his glory come down upon his church. Oh, we read Isaiah 59, and we've read it wrong, church. We've read it wrong. See, wrong. What people do is they'll pick out a verse and talk about that verse and not go back and read the entire chapter or the chapters before. But when you take a look at Isaiah 59, he starts out by saying, God's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that it can't hear. Yet your iniquities have separated you from me. And then he goes off on sin. I mean, God just completely goes off on sin. So the whole chapter 59 is about sin and how ugly it is and how far salvation is from these people. And he just says, I'm going to have one come down and take care of this. And then it says that the Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man. And so he just did it himself. He brought his own arm of salvation with him. And his own righteousness sustained him. He put on his own breastplate of righteousness, his helmet of salvation, his garments and his armor. Oh, yes, the garments of vengeance for clothing. And then he came in with vengeance on sin. Sin is what the Bible was talking about when it says when the enemy comes in like a flood. You know what that enemy was? It was sin. He wasn't necessarily talking about the sinner. He said, man, when this sin rises up on earth, when that thing rises up, and God, believe me, when he came in clothed in vengeance, he was going to become the devil's enemy. And when he came in, let me just say this. There's a great Bible scholar. And when I looked this up in the original text today, and if you have an Aramaic Bible, you need to read it in this. I got one when I was in Israel. John Oswalt, the great Old Testament scholar, says this. The wrath, please hear this. I pray you'll just sit down just a second. I'm finishing. I'm closing right here. The wrath of God against sin will be like a stream thundering through a narrow canyon, pushed on by a roaring wind. And those who choose to align themselves with sin, no matter where they are in the world, will have a good cause to be terrified. Because God, with his judgment against sin and the sinner, he will redeem us, but they will be judged. And all of his wrath will come in like a pent-up flood. It will overtake them no matter where they would try to hide. And you know what I've heard the President of the United States say about 3 to 4 times? Now, you may have heard him more. Maybe you missed it. But every time he says it, I get chills go down through me. He says he'll speak of, he spoke of this virus coming through like a pent-up flood. He spoke of them needing ventilators. But he said, we've got storage. He goes, we're getting those ventilators over to New York. We're sending this. We're sending that. Oh, we're sending them in like a flood. We are blessed in America. We're sending things around the world like a flood. We're sending things out. And these past few weeks, God came in like a flood. Lift up your eyes and look all around. These past almost 3 months, God came in like a flood and penetrated social media with his word. Who would ever think such a thing? And it turned on a dime. Within a week, you say, yeah, but we weren't in the church. But like a flood, he came into his church. Pentecost is upon us. Oh, they were shut away from being in Egypt's bondage and coming out. They were shut up in Passover to Pentecost, just like we've been. Oh, he has covered us. Lift up your eyes all around and see. Church, we've not lost ground. We've gained. Ooh, I just feel like I have gained so much by getting this time at home. I've gained so much, and you've gained so much. And we're going to come back together and bring back our praises and our worship and our love and all we've learned in the word in us. Can you imagine how powerful it will be when we all get back and bring everything we've learned during this time? Our fastings and prayers. So let us say with David, our expectancy is of the Lord. Now, if one beautiful little woman named Esther could save a nation, she did a 3-day fast. That was it. If that little thing could save a nation, what can millions, millions of spirit-filled Christians do? I'll tell you what we can do. We save a nation. We save America. America's not going down. America's not going anywhere but up. America is a blessed nation. You say, how can you say that? Because we support Israel and because we are a praying people. Millions and millions and millions of us are praying. Oh, I know, millions are not praying and millions are unbelievers. We're not talking about them. We're talking about God coming in like a pent-up flood and redeeming his precious people and releasing his glory to us. Esther became a queen. And old Haman, who set up the gallows to hang the nation of Israel on and destroy all of them, he died on his own gallows. Listen, you better pray for the world. If some of your relatives and friends are sinners, you need to pray for them. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy, because judgment is coming. You say, I don't believe that. Well, as Nader said, we got a dog at home that don't believe it either, but he's not going around barking about it. Judgment will not be a picnic. The glory of God will be absolutely overwhelming and astounding and supernatural. So I believe, church, that Esther spirit is upon his church. So let us arise and take in the name of Jesus. Jesus is coming in like a pent-up flood. And right now we don't even know what hit us. But this thing is nothing compared to what's coming to the sinners, to sin, to a sinful, dark nation, and to his church. So let's believe and receive and just lift up your eyes all around and see what the Lord has done. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, you can know him right now. Invite him into your heart. Just tell him, Lord Jesus, I don't want to meet you as my judge. I want to see you as my Savior, my healer, my friend, my way maker, my light in the darkness. Oh yeah, he'll be your light in the darkness tonight. Just receive him where you are in Jesus' name. Amen. I bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. I'll see you Sunday.